This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield will be in the home whites tonight, trimmed out in the purple. For Calhoun, they are in the road blacks, trimmed out in the red. Hillsboro and Southwestern will be semifinal number two. That broadcast comes up next live here on WSMI FM 106. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Can Litchfield contain Corey Nelson, the outstanding 6'7 sophomore for Calhoun? This is a special young man, just a sophomore. Nelson and Painter to jump. Sam wins the tap. And Litchfield will get the basketball first. Nelson's one of these big boys who can handle the ball. He'll get the rebound, take it coast to coast, right down the heart of the floor. Can Litchfield slow him down? McGill has it on the right wing. Calhoun man-to-man defense to start, as Seth handles right side of the key. Puts it between his legs, out at the volleyball spike line. Painter goes back door, pulls up short baseline. Jay, yes, for Sam Painter. Just outside the paint on the right baseline. Sam floats it up and in. Nice touch. 2-0 Litchfield. 30 seconds gone by opening quarter. 2-3 zone piece for the Purple Panthers on the baseline. Eberlin, top of the key to Hart on the right wing to Ballman. High post to Eberlin. Dumps it down to Nelson, and he is fouled. Beckham and Painter both in the area. And they're going to get Billy Beckham. His first, team's first. It will send the 6'7 sophomore Corey Nelson to the free throw line. He's a lefty. Toss is short. Calhoun was off yesterday. They played their quarterfinal game on Wednesday. Litchfield was off Wednesday. Made their tournament debut last night. Nelson rattles home the second toss. He gets one out of two, as Calhoun will fall back into their half-court man-to-man. It will be Painter to bring the ball up the floor for Litchfield. Up the right side, left-hand bounce, top of the key. Leaves it for Beckham on the left wing. Dribble drives at the foul line, kicks to McGill. Seth, nice bounce pass to Washburn. Off the window, it's good. Ethan Washburn gets a lot of buckets just like that off a good dribble penetration. The defense collapsed to the ball handler, leaving Washburn unattended. 4-1 Panthers, high post to Nelson. He draws a crowd, almost lost the handle, able to underhand shovel off to Trevor Johnson. Back up top to Hart, high post to Nelson. He will turn, spins middle, good defense by Washburn. The shot is short. Nice job by Ethan on the inside. Here comes Painter the other way. Sam to the foul line, kicks out to McGill. Seth, 4-3, can't get it, too strong. And the rebound out to Drew Ballman. A rarity for Ballman and Calhoun. He's not 6'5", listed at 5'11". On the right wing with Richard Hart. In the right corner to Ballman. Back up top to Hart. On the right wing, leaves it back for Ballman. Across the floor to Trevor Johnson. Calhoun trying to probe inside this 2-3. Eberlin flashes high. They throw it over his head right to Ballman. 4-3, too strong off the heel. Offensive rebound though to Nelson. He will kick out to Johnson. Off to Hart, right back on the block to Nelson. Skip pass, Ballman. He'll line it up again. He can't get it again, and the rebound down to Sam Painter. 4-1, Litchfield leads. Painter on the attack, pulls up 15-footer, no good, and the rebound down to Eberlin for Calhoun. Nice block out that time on Washburn. Ballman will walk the ball into the front court, high post to Nelson. One bounce, dumps it down to Eberlin off the right block. It's good for Ben Eberlin. And Sam Painter had an ankle brace come loose. Well, they will stop play as he gets that attended to. That's a deadly high-low combination. Nelson to Eberlin or vice versa, 6'8 to 6'7. Painter crosses over. Tough finish. Counted and the foul for Painter. That was sensational. Hung in the air, then the soft touch off the window. Two best players in the tournament on the floor right now with Sam Painter and Corey Nelson. Toss good for Painter. Didn't even think about grazing the iron with that toss. 5 quick points for Sam. 7-3 Litchfield. Bishop and McGill on the top of that 2-3. Washburn patrols the middle. High post to Nelson. He will rise and knocks it down from 12 feet. His first field goal, he has 3 points. 7-5 Calhoun. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Bishop handles out front. He had a big game in the quarterfinals, scoring 18 points. His ability to knock down open threes is critical for this Litchfield squad. McGill dribble drive. Nice slip pass to Washburn off the window. It's good for Ethan. And Ryan Grainer wants a timeout. 4:48 for quarter number one in our championship semifinal. Litchfield leads Calhoun 9-5. Back following these messages. Following the Calhoun timeout, they had the basketball trailing 9-5. 4:40 for the opening quarter. Johnson on the left wing. Left-hand pass top of the key to Corey Ballman, who checked in at the timeout for the Warriors. Nelson, skip pass to Johnson, then a turnover. Bad pass right there. Painter was able to read that like a book. Here comes Sam into the front court. Rises from the right elbow. Got it again. Sam Painter on point here to start. He has seven quick ones, and it's 11-5 Purple Panthers. When Sam is knocking down that shot, he is borderline unguardable with his ability to get to the rim. Here's Nelson. Check that. Eberlin high post. Knocks it down from 14. Ben Eberlin's second field goal. And the big fellas have all seven Calhoun points. Four for Eberlin, three for Nelson. Here's McGill. Bishop baseline. Nice pass to Washburn. Goes up strong. Rejected by Eberlin. And then Nelson gets his legs taken out by Washburn, who wound up on the floor. And Ethan will be whistled for the foul. His first, team second. Ethan's a well-built young man, but he's listed at just 6'1", so he will have his work cut out for him tonight against the 6'8 Eberlin and the 6'7 Nelson. They are both long and lanky. Out at the volleyball spike line with Corey Ballman. Here's Drew Ballman for three, pure for Drew Ballman, his first bucket. He missed two off the left side. He buried that one off the right wing. 11-10 Litchfield, 3.5 minutes first quarter. Sam Painter working on the right wing. Hesitation bounce. Pulls up just inside the foul line. Got it again. 9 for Sam Painter. He's in fuego early. 13-10 Litchfield. He can be a one-man wrecking crew when he's on. And he is early. Here's Corey Ballman on the left wing. Nice touch pass middle of the lane to Nelson. Backdoor. Ballman rejected by Painter. He swatted it off the backboard. Rebound down to Beckham. Into the hands of Painter. Sam crosses over, kicks. Bishop, 4-3, missed it. And the rebound to Calhoun and Corey Nelson. Painter fielding it early on both ends of the floor. 2:45 first quarter. Looks like the Hillsboro Hilltoppers are in the building now. Here's a three ball straight on, no good for Johnson. And the rebound down to Sam Painter. Sam. Right side of the key. He's going to pull up. 4-3. Got it. Oh, Sam Painter. 12 first quarter points. 16-10 Litchfield. Painter outscoring Calhoun himself in the early stages. 2:20 first quarter. On the baseline with Eberlin. Top of the key to Corey Ballman. Here's Drew Ballman. Little head fake. Gets to the baseline. Cut off there. Back up top to Corey Ballman. Left corner to Johnson. Almost threw it away. Ballman able to corral it. Dumps it down to Eberlin. Off the window, it's good from the left side. Ben Eberlin, 6 opening quarter points. Calhoun trying to weather this early. Sam Painter surge. 16-12 Litchfield. Painter crosses over, kicks in the corner to Bishop. He will come and set a ball screen for Brady. Brady will float it up, left it short from 12, and the rebound down to Eberlin. 105 seconds opening quarter. Championship semifinal. Here's Ballman across the floor to Drew Ballman, and he knocks it home. Corey Ballman to Drew Ballman, and Corey has 5 points, a 2-point lead for Litchfield, 16-14. 85 seconds for the first quarter. McGill might have got away with a travel right there. Looked like an extra step. Beckham on the left wing, kicks in the corner. Seth, 4-3, missed it short, and the rebound down to Corey Nelson. He will slow it up and hand it off to Drew Ballman. He will walk it into the front court. Across the big CHS logo in block red lettering at midcourt. Top of the key to Johnson on the right wing to Corey Ballman. That pass is tipped by Bishop, but it finds its way to Drew Ballman, and it's tipped out of bounds again, this time on the baseline. It'll stay with Calhoun. Richard Hart returns for the Warriors. Trevor Johnson will get a breather. 54 seconds for the first quarter. Baseline out of bounds, left side of the lane. They will lob it out too hard. He makes the catch near the volleyball spike line. Here's Drew Ballman. Thought about the deep three. Two dribbles. Pulls up. Leaves it for Nelson. He had it poked away. Right to Corey Ballman it goes. Off to Drew Ballman. Back to Corey now. That is a deep three, and he got it. Corey Ballman several steps beyond the three-point line. Didn't matter. He puts it home, and Calhoun has their first lead. 17-16. Half a minute for the opening quarter. The Piasaw Birds in the house. It'll be the Toppers and the Birds in our second semifinal. Brady Bishop on the right wing with Seth McGill. Bishop for the answer, off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound, Beckham. Kicks out to McGill, 15 seconds for the quarter. Litchfield will hold for the final shot, maybe. McGill penetrates, tries to slip past the Washburn, kicked out of there. It'll stay with Litchfield, 11.1 for the quarter. McGill on the baseline, gets it into Bishop. Brady into the hands of Painter now with eight. Across the floor to McGill. He'll fire the three, left it short, and it's going to go out of bounds with 3.5 for the quarter. The Big House on West Main is a big gym, and Southwestern and Hillsborough are sitting in sections right across from each other as they await their semifinal match. Here comes Ballman. Three ball, good if it goes, and it is just off the front rim and short. After the opening 8 minutes here in the championship semifinal, Calhoun leads Litchfield 17-16. You're listening to the 53rd annual Carthenville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. A really nice opening quarter of basketball. Calhoun leads Litchfield 17-16. Warriors will get the basketball to start the second 8 minutes. Sam Painter, 12 of the points for Litchfield in the opening quarter. They lob down to Nelson. He missed it off the right block, just rolled off the rim. Painter pulls down the rebound. He was up by the 10 to pull that down. Pulls up, 16-footer, left it short. Might have forced that one a little bit. And the rebound down to Calhoun. Just one turnover in that quarter by my unofficial stats. That belonged to Calhoun. Really clean quarter of basketball here in our championship semifinal, number one of the night. Hillsborough and Southwestern next. Championship game tomorrow night, 7:30 here on FM 106, preceded by the girls' championship game at 6. Oh, backdoor. Nelson finds a slashing Drew Ballman off the window. It's good. 7 for Drew Ballman. The Lady Cavaliers of Carthenville have punched their ticket into the girls' title game. They await their opponent. We'll know that by the time the second boys semifinal tips off tonight. McGill corner pocket three, rattled out and popped back down for Seth McGill. Litchfield has tied the ball game, 19 up, 6:50 for the first half. We'll have live coverage of the championship session tomorrow night just in front of 6 o'clock here on FM 106. The great T-Tote will have the call of the girls' title game tomorrow night. Drew Ballman for a three, no. Oh, Painter rips the ball away from Eberlin. Sam is everywhere here tonight. Painter into the front court. Oh, crosses over. Hart put him on skates. Kicks to Beckham for a three. Air ball that way too strong. And the rebound picked up by Drew Ballman. Poked away by McGill. And it'll be out of bounds to Calhoun. Good energy here from Litchfield. They are following their senior leader, Sam Painter. He has come to play tonight. 6 minutes, 15 seconds, first half. 2-3 zone. They lob high post to Nelson. Bobble the catch, kicks out to Hart. That pass goes right back to Nelson. He will throw it away. Probably should have shot that himself, a little too unselfish that time. As that was Drew Ballman. Check that, Corey Ballman cutting to the rim, anticipated a rebound opportunity, and Nelson tried to slip it to him on that left baseline. Second, Calhoun turnover. 6 minutes, first half. Here's Painter, top of the key, works opposite side of the screen, dumps down to Washburn, missed it, and then Nelson pulls down the rebound over Ethan. Then he has it poked away by McGill. Seth goes up, missed the layup, rebound to Bishop, missed it, and it's out of bounds. It will belong to Calhoun. Give Corey Nelson credit there. He had the ball poked away from behind, didn't give up on the play, didn't block McGill's layup, but his 6-7 frame altered it enough. The layup missed, and then Bishop was unable to get off a return shot. Missed opportunity for the Purple Panthers. Still tied at 19. Richard Hart in the corner. It goes to Drew Ballman. Up top to Hart. High post to Eberlin. Kicks to Ballman. 4-3. Missed it. Rebound to Beckham, and a foul coming out on Calhoun. This has been a clean ball game. Just two fouls aside. That one will go on Trevor Johnson. That's his first. Painter will walk it into the front court now. Man-to-man defense for Calhoun. Left corner with Brady Bishop in the triple threat position. Had it poked away. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Sideline trigger in front of the stage here at Carthenville. Holiday tournament week across the state. Yesterday, the busiest day of the high school basketball season. Painter had it poked away by Hart. Sam retrieves it out at midcourt. Now he works on Richard and draws the hand check foul. If you were in a holiday tournament this year, you were playing yesterday. unless you were Calhoun. First time in a long time that Carlinville has had a bracketed tournament here, so the quarterfinals were staggered. Three ball for Brady Bishop, no, and the rebound down to Sam Painter. That was a long rebound out at the three-point line. 4:50 first half, and a moving screen on Seth McGill. That will go down unofficially as Litchfield's first turnover. McGill's first foul, third team foul on the Purple Panthers. Here come the Warriors into the front court with Johnson. Off to Hart, high post feed to Nelson. A bullet pass through the hands of Eberlin, out of bounds. Just not enough finesse on that pass. The play was there, just threw the ball too hard. Eberlin would have had a layup. It was 17-16 Calhoun after one. The scoring has slowed down here in the second quarter, tied at 19. Painter rises from 18 and hits again. Sam Painter has 14 of the Litchfield 21, and the Panthers lead by a deuce. 4:20 first half. Trevor Johnson, top of the key. Here's Ballman. Bishop jarred the ball loose, but Ballman gets it back. High post to Nelson. He draws a crowd in there, puts it on the floor, goes left, too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Litchfield. The zone is slowing down Corey Nelson on the offensive end as he's working exclusively out of that high post. Here's Beckham on the curl. Wraparound pass, Washburn, it's good. Beautiful two-man action that time. Beckham to Washburn, and Ryan Grainer wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 55 seconds for the first half here in our boys' championship semifinal. Litchfield leads Calhoun 23-19. Back to the big house on West Main in Carthenville following these messages. We have an upset at the Duster Thomas Hoops Classic in Pinckneyville. Salem knocks off Class 1A's number one ranked team, Cisna Park, 51-44. That's a championship quarterfinal. Earlier today, only Richland beat Greenville in the quarters, 45-31. Here at Carthenville, 23-19, Litchfield leading. Calhoun has the basketball in the right corner with Drew Ballman. Left side of the key to Johnson. Back to Ballman. Little ball fake. High post to Eberlin. He will pivot around, leaves it for Johnson. On the left wing to Drew Ballman. Ballman, jump stop, floats it up, too strong off the heel. Offensive rebound hard. He didn't go back up. Instead, he pulls it out. Nelson for three. No. And the rebound this time to Ethan Washburn for Litchfield. So far, so good for Litchfield. Helps when your best player's on fire. He has 14, does Sam Painter, 12 of them in the opening quarter. Now McGill on the attack, draws the foul. It will be on Drew Ballman. That is his first, team's fourth. McGill, baseline, gets it in to Bishop. Finds a slashing Beckham. Billy rejected by Nelson. He just took it right out of the hand of Billy Beckham. Good old-fashioned munch. 3 minutes, first half, 23-19 Panthers. Baseline, Eberlin, 12-footer, no good off the heel. Nelson fights for the rebound, picks it up and draws the foul. Great offensive rebound for Nelson. The block on one end, the offensive rebound the next time down the floor, and now he will have free throws. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. They get the personal on Brady Bishop, his first. Free throw is no good. Nelson just one of three at the charity stripe. Corey Ballman will check in, replacing Eberlin with 2:50 to play here in the first half. A four-point lead for Litchfield. Second free throw, no good. Nelson missed a pair, and the rebound down to Sam Painter. Painter crosses over on Hart, pulls up, elbow jump shot too strong this time, and the rebound back tapped to Richard Hart for Calhoun. Drew Ballman on the right wing to Johnson, high post to Nelson, ball jarred loose, picked up by Sam Painter, then Sam lost it on his pursuit down the floor to Trevor Johnson. Ballman, step back, three, rattled it home. Drew Ballman, his second triple of the night, he has 10 points, and the lead is down to one for Litchfield, 23-22. 2:15 first half. Brady Bishop on the attack, kicks to Beckham. Billy drives baseline, kicks it out to McGill. Open look, three. Yes, for Seth McGill off the left wing. His second three ball. And Litchfield has the answer. 26-22 Purple Panthers inside of 2 minutes for the first half. Billy Beckham does so many things that don't necessarily show up in a stat sheet. Nice penetration that time, then the kick out. Johnson, right elbow to Hart on the baseline. Nelson, nice ball fake rejected by Painter. Do they have a foul? I think so. I'm going to call it on the floor. Boy. 15 foul. They got Beckham on the pump fake with the foul. The block by Painter was clean. Austin Niehaus will check in for Litchfield. He was sick the other night, unable to play. He'll replace Beckham with his two personal fouls. 96 seconds, first half. Johnson lobs it out to midcourt to Corey Ballman. Into the hands of Drew Ballman. High post to Nelson. Had to stick out that 6'7 arm to retrieve that pass. Now Corey attacks, floats it up too strong. Missed. A lot of contact there. Play on. Here comes Sam Painter. Right elbow. Gets to the corner, kicks to Bishop. Brady open for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped around, belongs to Nelson. Outlet to midcourt to Drew Ballman. Drew attacks off the window. It's good. Nice strong take for Drew Ballman. He has a dozen. And it's a two-point lead for Litchfield. 26-24, 65 seconds for the first half. Painter, high post to Washburn. Lazy pass, tip stolen by Nelson. Corey Nelson goes up on Painter. Sam with the challenge, missed it. Hart's follow, no, and the rebound down to Washburn. Another sensational play from Sam Painter. Challenged without fouling on the 6'7 Nelson. Sam working on Hart, blow by to Niehaus. Austin wasn't ready for the pass, went off of his chest, then he commits the reach-in foul. Double whammy for Austin Niehaus there. Sixth team foul, 41.6 seconds for the first half. A two-point Litchfield lead, 26-24. Drew Ballman will come into the front court, leaves it for Trevor Johnson as he crosses the timeline. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone, right wing, now in the right corner to Ballman. Down to Nelson, draws a crowd, back to Ballman. Little head fake, drives baseline. Right wing now to Trevor Johnson, across left side of the floor. Now Ballman for three, got it. That's Corey Ballman with the triple, his second of the night. And Calhoun back in front, 27-26. Litchfield can hold for the final shot. 10 seconds for the half. Painter walks into the front court with seven. Works opposite the screen. Pulls up. 4-3. Got it! Oh, Sam Painter, 17 and a half. And after two quarters, it is Litchfield, 29. Calhoun, 27. We got ourselves a ball game here in our championship semifinal at the 53rd annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Back with your halftime numbers following these messages. Welcome back to Carthenville High School inside the Big House on West Main. What a first half. Highly entertaining. Litchfield leading Calhoun 29-27. It was a back-and-forth affair. Sam Painter hit a three-ball at the end of the first half after Corey Ballman had hit a three-ball to put Calhoun ahead. Painter, what a half. 17 points, a couple of blocks right at the rim on Nelson, a couple of really nice offensive rebounds, just about as good of a half as you can play if you're Sam Painter. He had 12 points in the first quarter, 17 for the game. That leads all scorers. Seth McGill has six. Ethan Washburn has six. Only three Panthers have scored, but when one of them scores 17, that will do just fine. Litchfield hit four triples in the quarter. They were one of one from the free throw line. I had the Panthers unofficially for just three turnovers in the first half with quarters of 16 and 13. For Calhoun, quarters of 17 and 10. I had the Warriors for five first-half turnovers. They were one out of four from the foul line, so that hurt them a little bit. All four attempts from Corey Nelson, their 6'7 sophomore in the zone, held Nelson in check. He had just 3 points, all coming in the first quarter. Drew Ballman led the way for Calhoun in the first half. He hit a pair of triples. He has 12 points for Calhoun, 6 points for Corey Ballman, 6 points for Ben Eberlin, and the 3 points for Corey Nelson. Calhoun led by one after one. Litchfield leads by two at the half, 29-27 here in our championship semifinal at the 53rd annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Back to the Big House on West Main in 2 minutes. Welcome back to Carlinville. In the middle school gym right now in girls' pool play, Staunton leading Greenfield Northwestern 32-25. That game has reached halftime. If Staunton wins, they will play Carlinville for the championship tomorrow night. A game we'll have live beginning at 6 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106. If Greenfield Northwestern comes back and wins, well, then we got three teams at 2-1, and we'll have tiebreakers in math, and all sorts of fun will be had by Darren Deneve. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the third quarter, up a deuce. Man-to-man still for Calhoun. That pass is tipped, but it finds its way to Beckham. Billy to the elbow, off to McGill. He'll fire the three, no good. And the rebound, though, down to Washburn in the heart of the lane. McGill on the drive, kicks to Beckham. He will dribble drive, goes up strong right into the chest of Nelson, puts it up and in. Strong take for Beckham, his first points of the night. A four-point lead for Litchfield. Back in their 2-3 zone piece. Bishop, McGill, Beckham, Washburn, and Painter on the floor. Here is a three-ball deep left wing. Yes, sir, Drew Ballman. He has 15. That's his third triple of the ball game. 31-30 Litchfield. Richard Hart, Drew Ballman, Trevor Johnson, Ben Eberlin, and Corey Nelson on the floor for Calhoun. And Sam Painter did not cool off at the half as he pulls up from 16 and knocks it down off the left wing. 19 for Sam Painter. On the left wing. Now up top it goes to Bishop. Down to Nelson. Spins middle, missed it. Blocked by Painter on Eberlin's follow. Sam Painter is everywhere here tonight. Painter crosses over, gets to the rim, floats it up and in. Oh, Sam Painter have a ball game. He's got 21, and the Litchfield lead is 5. Just an endless amount of talent for Sam Painter, the 6'3 senior. He's improved so much from last season. Nelson draws the foul, count the bucket. 5 for Nelson. That was a really nice, strong move. He absorbed the contact and able to finish. Corey Ballman going to check in. He will replace Ben Eberlin. The foul on Washburn, Ethan's second, first of the half. Free throw for Nelson, good. He was shaky from the foul line in the first half, going 1-of-4. Completes the old-fashioned three here. 35-33 Litchfield. Painter, oh, what a crossover on Hart. Kicks it out to McGill. Seth now. He will work with the left hand, gets by the initial defender, kicks to Bishop, open for three, got it. Brady Bishop did not score in the first half, knocks down the open triple here early in the third quarter. 38-33 Litchfield. Panthers playing fantastic. Here's Hart on the baseline. High post to Nelson. Shard loose, picked up by Bishop. He can't contain, though, as it goes right to Johnson in midcourt. Into the hands of Ballman. Drives left, baseline, countered in the foul, Drew Ballman. No backboard required there. 17 for Ballman. Another strong take. Both teams playing hard, finishing strong. The foul on Washburn, his third. He will have to check out. Austin Niehaus will check in. The 6'2 junior. Washburn, a tall order tonight, dealing with the trees inside. The free throw no good for Ballman, but the rebound is back tapped to Drew. Another possession for Calhoun. Nelson attacks off the window. It's good. Corey Nelson, nice little pump fake and falling away towards the left sideline, able to put it off the glass. 38-37. Painter kicks to Bishop. Can he get two in a row? Yes, sir. Brady Bishop has 6 points. Back-to-back threes. 41-37 Panthers. High post to Nelson. Tried to go backdoor. Stolen by Sam Painter. Now Painter. Too much dribbling in the middle of the floor. Ball is jarred loose. Tipped into the backcourt. Picked up off the floor by Seth McGill. Litchfield fortunate there. Seth. Off to Bishop. Brady to left block will retreat and leave it for McGill. Had his pocket picked by Drew Ballman. Ballman goes up on Painter, and he will score. 19 for Drew Ballman. 41-39 Litchfield. 4:40, third quarter. Painter going to rise. 4-3. Got it. Oh, my goodness. Sam Painter is unconscious right now. He has 24. He is feeling it. 44-39. Well, you dream about games like this, especially in a big spot like this in the championship semifinal. Litchfield's been waiting for something good athletically for a long time here over the number of years. Ballman for the answer, no. And the rebound down to Painter. And so far, the first part of this basketball season, the Purple Panthers are supplying that good news. Here's Sam. Left-hand dribble. Absorbs the contact. Kicks to McGill for a three. That's off the mark. And the rebound down to Corey Nelson. Halfway through the third quarter. A five-point lead for Litchfield. They fall back in their 2-3 zone. Will Calhoun handle it a little better in the second half than he did the first? High post to Nelson. That's been consistent tonight. Kicks out to Johnson for a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Niehaus had it. Lost it to Nelson. He will get it out. Volleyball line spike extended. As now Drew Ballman attacks. All sorts of contact. Both fell to the floor awkwardly. That was Niehaus and Ballman. It'll be a block on Niehaus. Not been for the faint of heart on the inside tonight. There's been no weak takes here. Go strong or don't go at all. 3:37 third quarter. 44-39 Purple Panthers lead. Drew Ballman at the foul line. Free throw good. 20 for Ballman. Drew Ballman, a 5'11 senior. Toss good. Got them both. And we have a timeout. 3:37 for the third quarter. We got a good one. Litchfield 44, Calhoun 41. You're listening to a championship semifinal from the 53rd annual Carletonville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back inside the big house on West Main. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this semifinal tournament action from the Carletonville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Hillsboro and Southwestern coming up next here on FM 106. Painter. Crosses over on Nelson. Cut off there by Ballman. He's going to step back, and this one rattles out no good. Rebound to Niehaus. Off to Painter. It's good. Austin Niehaus just ripped it away that time from Eberlin and left it off to Painter, who has 26. High post to Nelson. Top of the key to Corey Ballman. Here's Hart on the baseline to Eberlin. Top of the key into the hands of Drew Ballman. Jump stop, pulls up from 14, no. Offensive rebound to Calhoun, blocked but fouled by Sam Painter. Sam can't believe it. He's got hands on hips on the baseline. 3 minutes for the third quarter. He'll send Trevor Johnson to the free throw line. Check that, Corey Ballman to the free throw line. Toss, no good, rattled out. 6 points on the night for Corey Ballman. He's hit a pair of three balls. Drew Ballman has 21. Second free throw good. On most nights, 21 points in the third quarter, you'd be the leading scorer in the ball game. Not tonight. Sam Painter has 26 for Litchfield. Painter, hesitation bounce. McGill in the left corner. Back to Sam. That was a tough catch for Painter. Now he will operate. Gets into the lane. Stripped. Fouled. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. They will get Corey Nelson with his first personal. First foul of the half on Calhoun. Baseline out of bounds. McGill into Painter in the right corner. Sam going to trigger the three. Left that one short. And on the rebound, Niehaus grabbing Eberlin. For Austin Niehaus, that's going to be his third in a limited number of minutes. He replaced Washburn after he picked up three. Now Drew Logan goes to John Corso, the 5'11 junior. As he pulls off his purple Tote Tough t-shirt. Awesome to see Litchfield still wearing their T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer t-shirts as their warm-ups. That was a great day here back on the 8th of December at Carletonville High School. We'll be at Lincolnwood next year on the 14th of December for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. On the attack, Ballman no, but the follow for Nelson is good. All of a sudden, Corey Nelson has 10.7 in the quarter. A two-point lead for Litchfield. Painter. Crosses over. Bishop, long two, right corner, around and down for Brady Bishop. He has eight all here in the third. Litchfield's going to need some other people to score besides Sam Painter. He has single-handedly kept him in the ballgame so far. Bishop knocked it loose, but the 6'7 Nelson retrieves it, misses from the elbow, and the rebound down to Billy Beckham. Sam might be doing a majority of the scoring, but his teammates are doing all the little things that you have to do to win ball games against good opponents. Calhoun came in 6-2. Litchfield entered 8-2. Painter on the left wing, working on Nelson. Bishop, dribble drive, kicks to Sam. Painter going to get a ball screen. Instead works baseline, and he was fouled on his attack. It'll be on Nelson, his second. And Corey Nelson could pick up fouls in a hurry if he's going to be asked to check Sam Painter much longer. 91 seconds, third quarter. Corso on the baseline, gets it into Bishop. Brady, nice little bounce, left-hand finish is good for Bishop. 10 points all in the quarter. 50-44 Purple Panthers, 80 seconds for quarter number three. A really entertaining ball game here tonight in our first championship semifinal. Nelson, one dribble, pulls up from 14, no. Offensive rebound, yes, and they will wave it off. They're going to call that on the floor. Sixth team foul on Litchfield. That's concerning. Third personal on Beckham, also concerning. Beckham, Washburn, Niehaus, all with three. The fouls mounting up. Heart of the lane, Nelson sticks it home. Right off the inbound, that was way too easy. A dozen for Corey Nelson. As we approach the final minute of the third quarter, 50-46 Panthers. Oh, Painter, hesitation, bounce, pulls up at the elbow, why not? 28 for Sam Painter. 52-46, timeout on the floor. 56 and a half seconds for quarter number three. Litchfield leads Calhoun 52-46. We're back to the Carletonville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Calhoun gets it right on the block to Ben Eberlin. His first chance, no, gets the rebound, sticks it back in. 52-48, Litchfield. And on the attack, Painter fouled, hand check by Richard Hart. Sam Painter having one of those nights reminds me of Evan Price several years ago for Gillespie in the championship game. He had 20-some-odd points almost in the first quarter of that game. Painter has kept it rolling here into the second half, has 28, 12 in the first quarter, 17 in the half, 28 for the ball game. He has the rock now, attacks, dumps it off, leaves it for Anthony Boston. His shot is short from about 7 feet, and the rebound down to Calhoun. A four-point lead for Litchfield, 15 seconds for the quarter. Warriors have the basketball. Trevor Johnson on the right wing. Baseline, three-pointer, Ballman, yes, Drew Ballman has 24. 3 seconds for the quarter. Painter across the floor to Corso. Three ball, good if it goes, partially blocked by Eberlin, and that's the quarter. What a ball game. After three, Litchfield 52, Calhoun 51. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. 52-51. Litchfield leads by a point. Calhoun gets the basketball to start the money quarter. In the left corner, down to Eberlin off the block. Missed it. Short arm, but gets it back, sticks it home. Ben Eberlin with 10. Calhoun back in front, 53-52. Painter turned it over. They haven't had many of those tonight. Just their fifth of the ball game. Ball slipped out of his hand trying to make his pass. Here's Drew Ballman on the attack. Oh, floats it up and in off the wrong foot. Doesn't matter. 26 for Drew Ballman. 55-52 Calhoun. 7:15 for the ball game. Painter has it poked away. Gets it back. Wants to attack in the corner. McGill thought about the three. Instead, we'll leave it for Sam Painter. He's going to fire the three, too strong, and the rebound down to Eberlin for Calhoun. Trevor Johnson off to Ballman up top, right back to Corey Ballman for three, missed it, and the rebound belongs to John Corso for Litchfield. Here come the Purple Panthers. Painter leaves for Bishop. Brady, little head fake, right back to Sam. Painter in the left corner working on Nelson. He will leave it for Corso on the left wing. John puts it on the floor, spins back to the elbow. Now hands to McGill. Seth, the lane opens up. Left-hand layup good for Seth McGill. Nice strong take for Seth. He has eight as he used the offhand there. 55-54 Calhoun. Here's Eberlin. Yes, strong take off the right block. A dozen for Eberlin. Makes it 57-54 Calhoun. Here's Painter, floats it up off the window. It's good for Sam. He has a cool 30 tonight. 57-56. Calhoun leads with the ball. 6 minutes for the ball game. Left wing with Corey Ballman. Top of the key to Johnson. Here's Nelson, middle of the paint. Kicks to Ballman for three. That one rattled out. Boy, he's been hot tonight. Just about as hot as Painter. Here comes Sam into the front court. Oh, blow by, layup good. 32 for Painter. He left his defender in his dust. 58-57 Litchfield. 5.5 minutes for the championship semifinal. Nelson at the foul line. He will bounce it once, floats it up, missed it. Rebound down to John Corso. Great response by Litchfield after Calhoun was up three with the ball just moments ago. Now Litchfield a one-point lead in the basketball. Painter crosses over, kicks to Bishop. Huge shot, can't get it rattled out. Offensive rebound, jump ball, arrow to Litchfield. Ethan Washburn stuck his nose right in and got the tie-up. Billy Beckham back on the floor with those three fouls. He replaced John Corso. 5:08 for the ball game. 58-57 Litchfield. McGill gets it into Washburn. Off to Beckham. Billy into the hands of Seth McGill. McGill had it poked away from behind. Nice job by Drew Ballman. The basketball belongs to Calhoun inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Out front, Stone Zirkelbach is checked in. Jarred loose, but a foul on Seth McGill. Seth's second, seventh team foul, and that puts Litchfield over the limit. One in bonus for Zirkelbach and Calhoun. 4:50 for the ball game. Stone, a 6-foot junior, got to make the first to get the second, and he missed. Rebound to McGill and Litchfield. A one-point lead for the Panthers. Here comes Painter. Sam crosses over. Now he's cut off there. Keeps the bounce alive. He's going to pull up. 15-footer. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Nelson. A rare miss for Painter tonight. Drew Ballman races into the front court. Attacks rejected by Painter. Swatted all the way out to the foul line. Picked up by Beckham. Billy has the fast break. The contest? No. Gets his rebound back, and he will leave it for McGill. Now Litchfield will pull it out. No one picks Seth up. Three ball! Yes, sir! Seth McGill has 11. What a sequence, and Calhoun wants a timeout. 4:17 for the ball game. Litchfield 61, Calhoun 57. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. You can't ask for much more than this. What a ball game. Litchfield leading Calhoun 61-57. We've been back and forth all night. Sam Painter has 32 for Litchfield. Drew Ballman with 26 for Calhoun. The Warriors led by three just moments ago. Now the Panthers out in front by four. Calhoun has the basketball as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. High post to Nelson. Kicks to Johnson on the baseline to Eberlin. He will work left block. Spins middle. Nice move off the window for Ben Eberlin. 14 for the 6'8 sophomore Eberlin. 61-59 Litchfield. Painter, hesitation bounce in the corner to McGill, right wing to Beckham. Billy at the foul line, had it stripped loose, got it back though, and then he's fouled. They're going to get Drew Ballman on the personal. That is Ballman's second, team's fourth. Johnson out, Stone Zirkelbach returns for Calhoun. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. Then it goes to Beckham and a reach-in foul on Corey Nelson. That'll be his third, team's fifth. Litchfield already over the limit. Calhoun will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Hillsboro Southwestern coming up next here on FM 106. Painter, that is a tough shot. Oh, he got it off the baseline, almost behind the backboard, but it does not matter for Sam tonight. He has 34. He was fading away from 16 feet. Without the angle, and he still was pure with the shot. Nelson down to Eberlin, off the window, rattled out. Ballman with the offensive rebound, blocked by Washburn, picked up by Bishop. Here come the Panthers, 3:20 for the ball game, and Bishop is fouled by Ballman. That'll be his third. That was a sequence right there. Painter hits the impossible shot off the right baseline, and then Eberlin point blank missed it, got the rebound, and then blocked by Washburn. Out to Sam Painter, 3:20 for the ball game. Sam into the right corner behind the back pass, and Beckham was out of bounds when he made the catch. Just the seventh Litchfield turnover. Turnovers have been low on both sides. I have Calhoun for just six. Been a well-played high school basketball game here in the semifinals of the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Best game of the tournament by far. Between the circles, they're going to lob it down to Nelson off the window. It's good. Corey Nelson has 14, 63-61 Litchfield. They have possession. inside of 3 minutes for the game. Painter crosses over, pulls up, missed it off the heel, might have forced that one. Rebound down to Calhoun, and then McGill, the silly foul in the backcourt, going to send Drew Baumann to the free throw line with 2:45 to play in the game. Litchfield up two. It'll be one in bonus for Drew Baumann. That was not a good foul that time from McGill. Sends a good foul shooter to the line. Free throw good. 27 for Drew Baumann. 63-62. This for the tie. Got it. 28 for Baumann. Tied at 63. 2:40 for the ball game. Brady Bishop will bring it into the front court. Left wing to Seth McGill. McGill puts it on the floor, works left, lost the handle, gets it back, saves it to Washburn. Great effort by McGill there to save possession. Here's Bishop. Off to Beckham. Contact. Litchfield wanted a foul. No whistle. Beckham on the dribble drive. He will pivot around now out to Painter. Beyond the three-point line. Sam between his legs. Crosses over. Jump stop. Contact. No whistle. Missed the shot. Rebound down to Drew Baumann. 2:05 for the fourth quarter. Tied at 63 in our championship semifinal. Calhoun almost threw it away. Eberlin able to retrieve. Down to Baumann. Countered and the foul for Drew Baumann. He now has 30. Calhoun in front, 65-63 with a free throw coming. Hillsborough and Southwestern are going to have a lot of work to do to live up to this ball game. This has been fantastic from the opening tap. Baumann for the old-fashioned three, and he missed it. Offensive rebound to Eberlin, but he couldn't clean it up. Here comes Sam Painter for Litchfield. Off to Brady Bishop. Inside of 2 minutes. Contact, no whistle, but Painter gets it back as he out-jumped Baumann. Bishop, head fake, and now he is fouled. Boy, this game is getting physical on this end of the floor when Litchfield has the basketball. Not a lot of whistles coming for the Purple Panthers. That's the seventh team foul. Puts Calhoun over the limit. Third personal on Richard Hart. It'll send Bishop, the 5'9 junior, to the line. He has not been there tonight. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss good. 11 points for Bishop, all in the second half. 104 seconds for the ball game. Litchfield trails by a point, 65-64. Got them both. A dozen for Bishop. More importantly for Litchfield, tied at 65. 100 seconds to play in this championship semifinal. In the front court was Zirkelbach. High post to Nelson. Threw his hands, turned it over. Picked up by Beckham. A break for Litchfield. Now they need a good possession offensively. Ball in the right man's hand. Sam Painter comes across the timeline. 80 seconds for the ball game. Off to McGill, right wing. Seth penetrates, kicks to Beckham, open for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Calhoun. Now the Warriors will slow it up. 70 seconds for the ball game. Tied at 65. Calhoun and Litchfield. Zirkelbach. Way out on the left wing, leaves for Baumann. Down in the block to Eberlin. Spins middle, floats it up and in. Nice move, Ben Eberlin. He has 16 points. A two-point lead for Calhoun. We are into the final minute of regulation. 50 seconds to play. Painter handling out near midcourt. Sam Painter. Hesitation bounce. Kicks to Bishop for three and the lead. Oh, my gosh. Halfway down and rolled out. Oh, my goodness. That was a slow rollout for Brady Bishop. Now Baumann loses the handle in the backcourt. Off to Nelson. Clock running half a minute. How did that ball not go down for Brady Bishop? Oh, boy. Now the foul given on Baumann with 28.3 seconds to play. That thing went around the world three times and then just hung on the rim for a moment and fell off. Oh, boy. 67-65 Calhoun. The foul went on McGill, his fourth. Free throw for Baumann is good. 31 for Drew Baumann. This is the big one to make it a two-possession ball game with just 28 seconds to play. Toss is good. He gets them both. He has 32, a four-point lead. Calhoun, clock running 25 seconds. Painter gets to the foul line, rises and hits. Sam Painter with 36, and Drew Logan takes a timeout. 20.7 for the ball game. And what a ball game. Calhoun 69, Litchfield 67. We'll come back with the finish following these messages on WSMI. You can't ask for any more than this. 69-67 Calhoun. We got two players going off. Drew Ballman has 32 for the Warriors. Sam Painter has 36 for Litchfield. Calhoun with the lead and the ball. In the backcourt, they get it into Ballman. Clock running 18 seconds. And Ballman with the handles at midcourt. Picks up the dribble. Now you got a foul, and they will, on Corey Ballman. 11.9 seconds. Litchfield needs Calhoun to miss a foul shot. They missed six of them in the fourth quarter, and their quarterfinal win over Staunton almost allowed the Bulldogs to beat him at the buzzer. The foul on Washburn, his fourth. Double bonus, free throw good. Eight for Corey Ballman. He's now 2 of 3 at the foul line. Litchfield's got a block out here on Nelson and Eberlin. Painter and Washburn in the low block position. Free throw good. Ballman got him both. That's Corey Ballman. Back to a four-point lead with just 11.9 seconds to play. 71-67. Washburn will roll it into Painter. He will get to the top of the key before he picks it up. Now Sam in the front court. Attacks, dumps it to Washburn. Couldn't handle it cleanly. Picked up by Nelson and the foul given with 4.6 seconds to play. And Calhoun is going to survive Litchfield here tonight. What an effort from the Purple Panthers. Another heartbreaking loss for Drew Logan in this tournament. He has had his fair share of crushing defeats on this floor in this tournament, and this one might move close to the top of the list, even though it's not a championship game. Sam Painter, an all-world performance, 36 points, but they're going to come up short. It's 71-67 with just 4.5 seconds to play. Hillsboro Southwestern coming up next here on FM 106. What a ball game. Nice crowd on hand, and they have been treated to a good one. Nelson's free throw, good. 15 for Corey Nelson, 12 of them here in the second half. Boy, it wasn't anything Litchfield didn't do. It's all about what Calhoun did do. Second free throw, good. 16 for Nelson, 73-67, and it goes to McGill with three, and he will let it fly at the buzzer, no. And the Calhoun Warriors survive Litchfield here tonight, 73-67, one of the better high school basketball games we've seen in a while. High level on both sides, low turnovers, and great individual performances on both teams. Drew Ballman finishes with 32 in the win. Sam Painter finishes with 36 in the loss. And the Calhoun Warriors will play in the championship game tomorrow night. A broadcast we'll have live here on FM 106 at 7:30. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap this outstanding ball game following these messages on WSMI.